Okay, so we're recording. Welcome. This is Scott Patton from podcasting-unleashed.com and Jesse James from developyourvocalpower.com. Hi, Jesse. How are you doing today?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. So welcome to our inaugural podcast. And Jesse is an incredible voice coach. He takes a lot of people who've want to become speakers and helps them to really work on their voice. He's been working with me, and I've been seeing some huge improvements. And we're going to be talking about how to really put together effective podcasts, because, of course, this is now using the voice predominantly rather than in terms of websites or blogs when people would use the written word. So
that's right. Podcasting is a very exciting technology. It allows all of us with simple access to a computer to appear as professional as any of your favorite radio stations.
That's right. So what are the main components when someone's looking at how to improve their voice, Jesse?
Well, let me just backtrack for a moment. When I work with my clients or when I ask groups of people how they feel about their voice, I would say a good 90% of people cringe when I ask them how their voice sounds on voicemail. And that implies that an awful lot of people are very unhappy about their vocal presence.
That's really true.
Any of you thinking about creating a podcast, or those of you who are doing a podcast at the moment, if you feel that way at all about the quality of your voice, that is going to be felt by your listeners. Confidence is really the key here, and developing that confidence through some very simple training exercises that you can do goes a long way to securing a captive audience on the air.
How long do you think it would take someone to reach that level of competence with their voice, Jesse?
Well, it varies. There are people who desire to have a podcast and have never tried it before. There are people who want to do public speaking and broadcasting who have never tried, and there are others who are more competent and have tried it a few times and have put things out on the air. Each of those people have a slightly different learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it going to take years? It depends how long, how much effort they're going to put into it, how much practice they do, right? Just like anything else?
Well, your success depends on your personal motivation. Thinking about it doesn't work.
Right.
Taking action shows results very quickly. And by very quickly, I mean if you spend 15 to 20 minutes a day for 2 to 3 weeks, you will see dramatic improvement in the quality of your voice and in the adherence of your listeners. And adherence is very important. You want people captivated to you for the full length of your podcast.
Right, right.
Which might be 10 to 12 minutes. Now, there's a specific amount of time that's shown in statistics that people are willing to listen to podcasts.
Actually, they did a study at AOL which showed that anybody working on a computer or any electronic device is usually interrupted in every 7 to 10 minutes. So
you'd like your podcast to be around that range.
That's right. And unless it's a really, really, I've got to listen to this type of information, in which case, you know, you could go on for probably 30 minutes or an hour. But I don't think most people, to be quite honest, they probably get boring after about 15 minutes.
Either the podcast would become boring or your listener would be distracted by other activities they need to do.
Yeah.
Because many of your listeners are working out of home and they have other things going on. They've got to make dinner, they've got to send an email off. If they have a home office and they're listening, they've got to make some important calls, and they're using you to optimize their time.
Well, one of the things we've talked about is how important it is to know your audience, right? Because one of the advantages of podcasting is you don't need to be shackled to your computer. Like a lot of people will put their iPod connected to their computer, download the podcast overnight, get up in the morning, and if they go for a morning walk or if they're on their way to work, they can listen to it, you know, as they commute or as they're doing other things. So it's really important to have a good idea of who your audience is and from that test and find out how much, you know, how long do the people are these people going to be listening, you know. And you may have lots of information that you need to break it up into a lot of different shorter podcasts, or you may end up doing 1 hour, you know, podcasts, and no problem, people can stick with it, right?
Well, the secret of podcasts and any presentation is always leave them wanting more. Finish before they have a chance to wonder if they're bored. And I'll give you a specific example of that. My daughter, when she was 4, was taking ballet classes, and she loved to entertain my guests with little performances.
Right, right.
Of course, that's always cute when she wanders into the room in her tutu and says, "Can I do a dance? Can I do a dance?" And she puts on music and dances around the room, and we all think that that's just charming. And then she says, "I want to do another one." And we say, "Okay, you can do one more." And then she does her little dance, and we applaud, and she says, "I want to do another one." And by that time, she's overstayed her welcome.
Right.
And that's when I taught her the very important performance rule. "Darling, always leave them wanting more." And she'd look at me and show an angry face and go, "Okay." And then she'd leave. You want to finish while you're still cute.
Right, right.
And you're still essential to your listener's growth or their particular need and desire.
So, Jesse, what are some of the topics we're going to be covering in the coming weeks and months on podcasting and our voice?
We're going to be covering the power of podcasting, how to segment your material into captivating and enthralling podcasts so your listeners want more of you and wait on bated breath for your next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to cover the very important aspect of loving your voice and developing your voice so you exude confidence and authority when you speak.
Oh, that's a good one.
We'll also be working on optimizing the resonance of your voice so when people listen to you, they have pleasure, but it's not an effort to listen to you.
Yeah, that's a really key, isn't it? Because you hear some people have got that nasal sound or they've got a certain way of speaking that distracts from the message getting through.
Absolutely. We are very sensitive to the sounds and resonance of voices and of any kind of sound. If you walk by machinery, you cover your ears. If a siren passes by, it hurts.
Right.
And like you said, there are some qualities of voice that are intensely irritating. If any of you were around when Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of England a while back, spoke, she had a very irritating nasal voice, and she went into serious voice training, so people were willing to listen to her as the head of the country.
That's pretty important, isn't it?
Yep. And there are actors who have made a signature out of particular qualities of sound. If you recall Fran Drescher, "Hello, how are you?"
Right, right.
Really irritating, but she sold it, and everybody came to associate that quality of sound with her. Another area that we'll be covering in the podcasting is the kind of content that you choose and how it sparks your heart. It's extremely important that you speak from your heart and speak on a subject that you're passionate about.
Absolutely.
That passion is the most captivating quality you can have. If someone is excited listening to you and they say, "Wow, that person sure is passionate about what they're talking about," that will grip the listeners more than anything else.
Well, Jesse, it looks like our time is just about up, but it certainly sounds like we've got an exciting road ahead. I'm looking forward to talking with you on all of these topics and bringing my own special expertise in the world of blogging and podcasting to our calls, and I'm looking forward to your contributions as far as using voice and energy and passion and that form of communication. And I'm really excited about hearing, you know, about hearing our podcast in about 3 or 4 months, because I'm sure that if I listen to this one and I listen to that one, there's going to be a huge improvement in my voice. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about doing this for.
Absolutely, and I'm very excited talking with you, the Dean of Podology and Blogonomics.
Thank you.
And being on the cutting edge of this new technology that's democratizing broadcasting.
It really is. And we're in a whole new era of our civilization, and it's just being birthed right now, and it's very, very exciting to see.
And that allows all of you, the listeners, to be on the air, touching, moving, and inspiring people around the things that are most passionate for you.
Yes. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which is just amazing when you think about it, isn't it?
The possibilities are limitless.
Yes. So if you want to know a little bit more about Jesse, just go to www.developyourvocalpower.com. And if you want to know more about podcasting, then go to www.podcasting-unleashed.com. And until next week, this is Scott Patton.
And this is Jesse James.
Saying goodbye.
Bye for now.